In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. The name of this sermon is Speak, Lord, Your Servant is Listening. Welcome to Epiphany, my dear sisters and brothers in Christ. God came into the world as a human being incarnate in the person Jesus Christ to become known to us in a particular historic time and place. His life extends beyond his earthly existence through the Spirit of Christ, which has also been manifest in the Trinity established with God the Father. An epiphany is a moment of clarity or revelation that is triggered by a person, an object, or a situation. It means appearance and manifestation. And in our religious experience, it refers to the very manifestation of Jesus to the world. It is this Jesus moment that starts the Christian faith. And this faith spread very rapidly throughout the ancient Near East, Europe, and North America in one of the most astonishing phenomena of all times. God became personal to human beings, desiring to enter into a personal relationship with each one of us, calling us by name and knowing us so well that God dwells within us. And we encounter this today in our readings. In Samuel today, God calls to Samuel in the middle of the night. And Samuel was confused and thought the call was coming from Eli. We are told that Eli's eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see. And after this happened three times, Eli finally perceived that it was the Lord calling the boy and goes to Samuel and tells him, "Go lie down. If he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" This reading from Samuel today is one of the often chosen readings for ordination in the Episcopal Church. It causes me to reflect on my own personal call, which emerged after several years and was quite confusing and uncomfortable. People often say that God never speaks to them in a conversation. But yet a spiritual friend or director can actually help them become aware of this, of how God has been active in their lives all along, except they didn't have a way to discern this divine presence. So these conversations, these spiritual conversations, can help to have a revelation and emergence of what is really happening. Few of us have an auditory experience of God. I know that some do from what I've heard from them, as Samuel did, but even Samuel needed Eli's help to understand the interpretation of the voice, which was wrong. It wasn't Eli who was calling, it was God. And once he understood, he was ready when God called again. "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." For me, an unbidden encounter with the Jesus prayer was the initial spark of my calling. And by unbidden, I mean that I was not seeking prayer. I wasn't even looking to God to inform me in the situation that I was in. I wasn't praying. However, this prayer uploaded itself into my head as I was experiencing my house burning down. The unbidden encounter found me as an accidental tourist, and this became an epiphany that I could not recognize it was there. It's a blessing in hindsight to understand that it was assisting me into not collapsing into panic. My first pointed exposure to the idea of listening to God came through a sermon that a priest gave a number of years ago. And he asked a very pointed question. He asked if we ever just shut up and listened inside of a prayer. In prayer, we're really good at describing things that we would like to have happen in our lives. We have lots of words and petitions to God. We sing, we pray, we beg, we apologize, we forgive. And in this, we're very noisy people with a lot of words. This priest's comment that day unsettled me for many years because he said, "Do you ever shut up in prayer?" I began to question what he meant. And it led to one of the seedbeds of a contemplative prayer style which I now practice and have had for more than 20 years. Does God speak to us in prayer? Can we understand what he's saying? I now know this answer to be an emphatic yes. I could go on with many examples of this in my life, which isn't appropriate to do in this sermon time. But what this prayer did do for me was to become the seedbed of a priestly call which I shunned for many years. The time or circumstance were not ready for emergence, and it became an epiphany many years later. But I couldn't follow it because of insecurity, because of questioning, because I needed proof, because I was a failure. I needed a lot of spiritual direction and discerning to become open to the God's call. And once I recognized that I was not in the driver's seat, I could hand over the reins of direction and outcome to God. And I wasn't in charge. For others, the felt experience of God is a sense of presence. This is hard to put into words, but it can be life-changing and self-authenticating. And I would hazard a guess to say that some of you have experienced this. But more often in our time, God's voice and presence are communicated through other people, often others whom we least expect to be messengers of the Holy One. We often don't believe that ordinary people or ordinary circumstances are capable of communicating God's voice to us. And we often have our own ideas about how God should speak and reveal his plans to us, about the way we expect his presence to be made manifest in our lives with a holy presence. The story of Samuel's call, though, reminds us to be mindful of our preconceptions regarding God's presence and guidance and his ongoing activity in our lives. In today's gospel about Nathanael and Jesus, Philip tells Nathanael that he's found the one about whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, the son of Nazareth, of Joseph from Nazareth. Nathanael's reaction is dismissive as he says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? When he encounters Jesus in the flesh, though, and is impressed by his ability to see things behind the range of normal human vision, he's ready to acknowledge him as the Son of God and the King of Israel. Nathanael was named and seen by God, and that was the grace of God. And you are named and seen by God. Take some time and pray with Psalm 139 today. It's an absolutely amazing psalm that hints towards this. We are not isolated. And we're accustomed to, at this point, reaching out and making connections may feel very uncomfortable and unnatural for us. However, it's important not to lose sight of how essential it is to be connected to other human beings. Many, if not most of us, have a moment that we can point to, somewhere back to the very beginning where this first connection takes a life of faith and it takes hold in us. This could be in front of a campfire or out in nature. It can be a song whose tune took the right turn at the right time and resonated within your deepest longing. It could be while you're driving in a car or sitting in a pew or encountering the very depths of another day in our lives. You heard your name. Maybe not in a loud shout, but maybe accompanied by an enthusiastic embrace or even a barely audible whisper. But there you are, named by God. Can anything come out of Shiloh? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Towanda, Pennsylvania, or Christ Episcopal Church? Can anything good come out of you? Can anything good come out of me? The resounding answer, my friends, is yes. As long as we seek God's mercy and guidance in all that we do, as long as we support and encourage one another and humble our hearts before God to his healing and restoring presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Speak to a stranger while in line at the grocery store. Offer a cup of coffee to an inquiring heart, someone you might not know. It matters to you, and it matters to others. And now to him whose power working on us can do more, infinitely more than we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen. Thank you.